Childcare centres in Melbourne are also going to close for most families, but there'll be exemptions for vulnerable children and kids of permitted workers. The Victorian government hasn't released a list yet of who those workers will be. Some in the sector still think some centres will be forced to shut, and they're urging the federal government to reconsider its decision to exclude childcare workers from the JobKeeper wage subsidy scheme. Gavin Coote reports.
Like many other industries in Melbourne, the childcare sector is about to go into what the Victorian government is calling pilot light mode. Samantha Page is the CEO of Early Childcare Australia.
We're absolutely expecting that the majority of families will be keeping young children at home during the stage four restrictions. Some families in those permitted workers will need to keep going to work, and so some services will need to stay open to cater to those children. Some services may close.
Under the restrictions, early childcare centres will be closed to everyone except vulnerable children and children of permitted workers. But the government hasn't released a list of who those permitted workers will be, leaving providers poring over the list of business closures, trying to figure out what demand might be.
And I know a lot of services are trying to work through that and talk to their families to assess how many families are on that list. But look, I think there's probably more detail to come.
For those centres that will close during the lockdown, it's feared they'll have little funding to survive. Early childcare workers lost access to the JobKeeper wage subsidy in July, something Samantha Page wants urgently reversed.
My concern is that educators and teachers working in the sector, that many may be contemplating their career choice, and I hope that the government can make them feel valued and respond to their uncertainty and secure their employment and encourage them to stay in the sector. We had workforce shortages before the pandemic, and I'm really concerned about some of the sentiments I'm seeing expressed by educators and teachers on social media, where they're feeling like government doesn't put a priority on the work that they do. They don't feel valued. They don't feel recognised. And I think there's a lot that government could do to change that.
The Prime Minister yesterday said he's working with the Federal Education Minister, Dan Tehan, and the sector to ensure some facilities can remain open and to support the workers. And Scott Morrison has hinted some changes will be made, although he says he needs greater clarity from the Victorian government about who'll be permitted to work and what that will mean for demand. Georgie Dent from parents and carers group The Parenthood worries demand has already taken a big hit, with parents unable to afford care or worried about the health risk of sending their children to facilities.
All of those things put the viability of services into question, because it's not viable for services to operate with only 60% of their normal occupancy. And what we're seeing is certainly those numbers are dropping. So without some really clear intervention and a sort of open commitment to ensuring this sector survives, it is really difficult to know what this will look like.
And Georgie Dent worries many providers mightn't survive the lockdown without extra support,
because they just can't sustain these hits time and time again. And we know that this year has been so unusual, but it's been particularly bad for this sector.
And that's Georgie Dent, who's the Executive Director of The Parenthood, ending Gavin Coote's report.